Panda Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
And in the spirit of
The pop star that went to court?
How much media coverage can there possibly be for an arraignment?
Unlimited?
Yeah. Well,
the biggest pop star on the planet.
Yeah, whatever.
You're surprised? Or so used to be.
What? So there are a lot of white women going to court every day. Why this particular white woman that they're going to give all this media coverage to?
Because, I don't know.
No. I think we'd like to invite everybody to Neverland for refreshments after the show. What was that? John, tell me.
I'm really trying not to pay attention to it.
All right. Well, anyway, that's our commentary on the week that was.
Yeah.
All right, it's hour number two of the Computer Corner. We're going to have open phones. Any and all questions about any and all subjects. It can continue to be about email aggravation as well.
It can be, or about any kind of computer problem in general that you might have. And the number, again, is 602-277-5827.
And not only do you get, you don't get one, you don't get two, you get three data doctors in studio today.
Which is like an unbelievable amount of
yes.
power.
Trio of geeks. Yes.
It's unbelievable.
Speaking of which, John, give the world a little background on, before you were a data doctor, what kind of stuff did you do?
Well, before I was a data doctor, I was a geek.
Yes, total.
We and proud of it.
We kind of toned you down a little bit, huh?
A little bit.
Yeah.
No, where to begin?
You were up in the Great Northwest,
I was in the Great Northwest working at the fabulous Intel Corporation.
Yes.
I never heard of them.
A hired geek.
Yes. You were helping all kinds of people with all kinds of stuff, huh?
Yes.
Under that moniker.
Showing microprocessor engineers how to use Microsoft Outlook.
There you go. So you thought, you know, Intel's an okay company. It's a good-sized company, but I'm looking for a bigger opportunity than that. So that's when you started looking and you found Datadog.
That's right.
Okay, no, that's not really the case.
Yeah, buddy.
You and your dad run the store in Arcadia.
Correct.
Yeah, cool.
Go say hi to my dad.
Yes.
44th Street and Thomas.
Joe.
He's there.
Actually, when we get done with this, you're going to head back to the shop.
I am.
And those fine folks listening in the Arcadia area can come down and see you. And you'll like blow out the dust
and sign autographs.
Oh yeah, there you go.
You can sign their computer.
I will be signing autographs.
Actually,
you can sign their computer.
I could.
If you hear this broadcast and you're in that area and you want to go see John has offered to blow out the dust bunnies.
Yeah.
You know, just a little free service for those. You know, just kind of an introduction to the new store.
A quick little checkup.
Yeah, we'll check to see how bad your pop-up virus, whatever situation is.
We'll have a look.
Quick evaluation
we'll
for you.
We'll see what's going on.
But the big thing is we'll get rid of the dust bunnies.
Yeah, we may need to take your computer outside to do it.
Yes, you will want to take most of them outside.
I have compressed air
yes.
at the ready.
So that's very environmentally friendly.
Yes.
What a deal. All right, let's go to the phones here. You ready for this,
okay.
John? You ready?
Yeah, Tina dialed 602-277-KTAR, and when you hear her hang up, you can too.
Tina!
Hello.
Good morning. Afternoon.
Good morning.
Afternoon. I'm sorry. It's been 11 years of morning. Now it's afternoon. you have a compact computer that you're having a problem with?
Yeah, compact Presario.
Uh-huh.
And I don't actually think it's a computer.
No, it's probably not.
I think it's MSN, actually.
Oh, what kind of problem you having?
Well, when I, you know, after the Windows loads up and all the startup menu loads up and everything, I get this error. And it's random. That's not every time. But it says, TRAYCLNT error.
Well, that's pretty obvious, isn't it?
Yeah, just turn that thing off. And you'll be in good shape.
Well,
or don't use it
anymore.
I don't
even know what that means.
It has to do with bipolar manic depression, according to Google.
Oh, okay.
So, are you depressed?
No.
No?
Are someone didn't get a nap today.
Maybe that's what it is. Are you bipolar?
No.
No, you've never been to both poles of the... Is that what bipolar means? You've
yes.
been to the North Pole and the South Pole?
Or if you live between them, which we all are bipolar in that definition.
Okay.
Oh, that makes sense.
I just
want to know how to get rid of it, because it like hangs up anything I'm trying to load. It won't... It says not responding. When I bring up my task list, it says it's not responding.
So the computer never even finishes booting. It's just, it comes to this error message and you're done.
Right.
And did you tell us which Windows operating system you're running?
Windows 98.
That tray CLNT.
It is.
My guess is it's saying it's something about the sys tray or the
no.
The background part of Windows.
It has to do specifically with MSN. She is correct there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
And Ken knows this because he's feverishly hunting Google.
Well, actually, there's a website that we like to refer to a lot, and we've talked about this on the show in the past. There's several of them, but there's one called AnswersThatWork.com, and they've got this cool little thing called Task List, and it explains what these various programs do. And so I look in the T section, and here it is. TrayClnt.exe. It's a system tray icon for MSN subscribers, which gives users a quick way to connect to MSN. A completely useless thing, by the way.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's probably a way for them to, like try to encourage you to use their junk more.
And according to this website, it says, Microsoft produces wonderful software sometimes, but when are they going to get their act together with MSN? From the resource crusher load QM to the often hanging, not responding, illegal operation culprit tray client. Okay, so what you can do is you can... Are you familiar with the MS Config utility?
No, I'm not.
You said you have Windows.
But I'm pretty computer literate, but I'm not. I mean,
I don't even think she can get to that point. She's going to have to probably go into safe mode.
Oh, okay.
Do you know how to get into safe mode?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And for people who don't know, you just when your computer first starts booting, go ahead and hold down the left shift key, and that's just from the minute you turn it on. Just keep holding that until it comes all the way up, and things are going to look a little bit strange to you.
Big.
Right.
But it's called safe mode, and it'll get you into a place where at least your computer should boot all the way so you can start doing some things.
Okay.
And then the
it
things
actually,
is...
Actually, it will give me the error. I mean, I can close the window, but it's my computer still operates.
Oh, okay.
But it's a nuisance. It keeps coming up.
Okay, just remove it from your startup. It's completely unnecessary. So if you go to start, run, and then type in msconfig.
Amazon Microsoft, S is in system. And then config is in config.
How about Amazon Micro S is in soft?
Oh.
Huh?
Hey.
See, I'm starting to get back, see?
Or Amazon Monkey S is in silly.
Okay. Okay.
Isn't that what they use in the military?
Yeah.
Monkey, silly?
Yeah.
Tango, bravo?
Yeah.
So anyway, when you get into MS Config, look for that little tray client, that MSN tray client it might be called over in the startup tab.
Right.
So yeah, what you're going to do, and click on startup, it's on the very far right-hand top side.
The most rightestest.
Yes.
And remove the little check mark from that little tray client, or it might be called MSN Helper or something like that kind of application, so that it doesn't try to load, so that your nuisance annoyance goes away.
So it's pretty much useless anyway. It's not something the computer needs to work.
For some reason, everybody that writes software now thinks that they need to load a little special thing that's always there next to your clock in the sys-tray.
If you ask Microsoft, it's not useless. If you ask anybody else, it is.
No, but everybody does it. QuickTime does it. Real Audio does it. So next thing you know, you got 15 of these things, and they're all stealing a little bit of power from your computer. They use what they call resources.
It's like putting a mini billboard down there.
We hate that, and we wish people would stop doing that. I know how to click on an icon to start MSN. I mean, they're saying, okay, you're too dumb to figure out where it is, so we're going to put it here for you.
Unless you figure out Mind Control MSN, just get rid of that thing.
Yeah.
Okay. My only other option, I went to the MSN, help page. The only other option was...
Reinstall MSN.
Well, they told me to reload MSN.
Right.
Yeah, that's typically one of the ways to do it. But what that's going to do is it's going to put that back into the sys-tray. I mean, it's going to force
that.
It. Yeah.
Our way will take care of the problem, and you don't have to download anything, and it's real quick.
Bada-bing,
awesome.
Bada-boom,
you.
And you tell MSN, forget about it.
Okay, thank you so much.
Good luck, Dina.
Okay,
all right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See, John, it's just like every day, right?
Yeah.
Only we get to do this on the air and make fun of stuff.
Sweet.
Yeah.
And there's a lot less pressure here than in the shop, huh?
Yes.
And we get to do little things like every couple minutes we get to say, let's take a quick break.
Oh, yeah.
Like right now.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break.
Smoke them if you got them.
But when we come back, we got more of your calls and questions. And the number again, in case you just are crazy, it's 602-277-5827.
And if you're not crazy, go ahead and call that number as well.
Actually, we like the crazies better.
Right. It's the Computer Corner. We'll be right back.
It's hailed as one of the greatest spectacles.